This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly what Carl's done, so I'm not even going to complain about the fact that it's spring and it snowed on me. I'm just going to take Carl and welcome him to the program. So, Carl, welcome to the program. Hello.
Good afternoon, Joy. How are you?
It's the kind of snow that I kind of like, and that it gets in your face, but you don't actually have to shovel it, and you figure it's not going to be on the ground for more than 10 seconds, so I'm fine.
Perfectly. Hey, that's a good intro to my first point with you. I'm a political analyst, so when I saw the antidote for nonstop political, I dove headfirst into your website, and I listen to you all the time, and I've been 20 years in teaching people that victimization requires acceptance and toxic emotion, drinking anger, like poison, because you think it's going to get back at the other person. It's a national epidemic. So much joy. We're seeing people punch each other out at political rallies. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I know. It's interesting. I'm catching up on plays. So I saw a bunch of plays, and one of which is the fifth in a group, and all the rest of them have been about political events. It's called The Apple Family. And they sit around the table talking about political events. And this is the fifth one. And I thought, wow, this is going to be terrific because what a crazy year. And they didn't. They bashed Hillary a little of saying, well, she has that fake laugh. And, well, other people have that laugh. You know, but they didn't even mention any of the Republicans, including the Trumpster. So I don't know. But it does seem to me the name of the play, interestingly enough, was Hungry. And the only thing I can take away from it, other than the fact that they actually prepared an entire meal during the play, which is a little disconcerting. But it sort of felt like it should be on the Food Channel, not at the Public Theater. But nevertheless, that maybe we're hungry. You know, people talk about emotional eating. And one of the things that people do when they're hungry, the question is, when they're hungry, are they angry? Or when they're angry, are they hungry? And, so maybe if people are hungry for a change, that it's being manifest as anger. I don't know. I agree with you. It's just the day of kind of agreeing to disagree and having debates and interesting. I mean, even the debates themselves have deteriorated into slugfests. I mean, nobody is talking about ideas. You would hope as a bystander and a voter that when you listen to a debate that there would be an exchange of ideas and you could say, well, this person is more aligned with my view of the world than this one. But that isn't what's going on. They're yelling at each other and talking about sweating and choking, and it's too bad.
It really is. Hey, Joy, that's a great point, emotional eating. You know, Job in the Bible had everything go wrong. My last name happens to be Christ, so my nickname is CC, Carl Christ. And I literally was raised in what's called the Garden of Punishment. I was raised to be sad and tricked and deceived about everything, and no good deed goes unpunished. So let me share something real quick about emotional eating. Okay. People do this on a constant basis, Joy. It's called a coping mechanism for a disassociative disorder. They feel so internally compromised, so riddled with, I hate, I don't like, I can't stand. When they're in the process of eating, the food is supposed to be nutrition. You're supposed to, eat in order to stay alive, not live to eat. But people who are so emotionally compromised live to eat. And in the eating process, I guarantee if you hook them up to a mind monitor, the majority of their thoughts at the same time as they're eating is a negative thought. And it's kind of like an internal balancing act. And it creates diabetes and heart enlargement.
I want to see where you find a mind monitor. I want one of those.
I know. It's our conscience, Joy. And isn't the difference between a person who can multitask and listen to his inner voice, between that and a person who hears things and is hyperactive? It's amazing the way just how you describe it determines how it's viewed, right?
Well, I mean, part of it is, let's back up a little to emotional eating. The way that any of us as organisms learn to deal with fear, abandonment, hunger, loneliness, sadness, anything, is we holler. And when we holler, when we're a newborn, somebody checks to, if they're a really attuned parent, they check to make sure that we're not wet and uncomfortable. They may sort of cuddle us, but bottom line is what they do is they feed us. They give us something to eat at that moment. So that's the first way any of us learn to deal with our fears or with our any of our negative emotions. That we're not gurgling when we get fed. We're hollering, or we're fearful, or we're worried about abandonment. And these are very primitive emotions. So when I say worried about abandonment, a two-month-old is not sitting there saying, gee, I wonder if Mom's going to go off with Dad and leave me to die. But that there is that sense of if I don't make a noise, that no one will take care of me, and I can't take care of myself, and therefore I will die. That's innate in the mechanism. Unfortunately, because first in is last out, what all of us feel on some level, unless we are willing to really dissect it and bring it to the light of day and do something about it, is when we're any of those emotions, when we're uncomfortable, when we're sad, when we're lonely, when we're worrying about abandonment, when we're angry, when we're just plain sad, what we'll do is eat something. Now, other people have transmogrified that a little bit into things like shopping and gambling and drinking. But the most basic is still eating, which is probably why we're a country that is 60% obese. And as you point out, and the other problem about eating, especially when you know that it's not good for you, and especially when you're eating what we call comfort food, which comfort food is basically anything that'll wreck your arteries, is we're not stupid. So we're no. So there's that kind of self-loathing as a part of. I saw another play. I said I've been catching up, where one of the characters says about her mother, she's eating her anger away, and because she says she's on a diet, but then she eats all these chips and whatever, and you can kind of. And then another play called Hungry. So the idea that playwrights at least are sort of manifesting the notion that as a country, as a people, we're very unhappy. There was a study that came out last week that said the United States is like 156th or something out of 200 countries or something of in terms of happiness, that we're not necessarily a very happy country, and it's being manifest in lots of ways these days. I'm not sure what any of this has to do with anything, but we're just having a philosophical discussion, I guess, about the state of the state.
You're exactly right. That's an interesting analogy, how we're taught to eat as a child, and sometimes we don't grow up. And toxic emotion is real, Joy. And not only do we eat ourselves into medical conditions, when I went overseas to Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon, they don't have mega processed food. They also don't have diabetes and kidney failure at such a young age. And they have more serious things like a stability and more important things to focus on. Sometimes as a nation, they call it the X or the boom generation, where parents gave their kids everything they want. But you know what, Joy? That's not realistic. In life, you have to have value and earn things and have an appreciation for that, not be handed things and be coddled to where you're almost in emotional imbalance, and eating is the coping mechanism. I'm absolutely sure about that.
Yeah, well, and drinking and anything that will sort of allow you to kind of spin the plate so you don't have to deal with the really underlying issue. It sort of reminds me of one of the things that Chris Rock said at the Oscars. He said, oh, they're protesting this because the important things they already protested. in countries where, they're healthier because they're not eating this awful food because they can't afford this awful food. Now, I don't think anybody is suggesting that the United States should become a third world country. There are horrible problems in third world countries, infant mortality, maternal mortality, although the United States doesn't do terribly well in either of those areas, to be quite honest, but that they're also, people are not educated, we've got malaria, we've got AIDS being much more of a threat in those countries, we've got diseases that people in the United States are routinely treated for and survive that are fatal in other countries. So what we need to do is somehow find a balance. Carl, was there actually a question here, or you just called to chat with me today?
Yeah, I'm curious what your mind thought, your mind process comes up with this. optimization requires.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me just stop you for a minute. We can start again in just a moment, all right? 855-993-7569. I think this is Interview Joy Day. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Carl, who I feel like we're doing the you're doing the Joy Brown interview today. Is that true?
Absolutely. I've been a big fan for years, and I know what I'm thinking, so I'd love to hear your answers. This is my question, Joy. You mentioned the violence in this country. I think we're number one or two in the world. We have 18,000 homicides a year. Every 5 minutes, someone dies from alcohol and drugs. Suicide for teenager, number one, and gunfire for a black male under 30. Number one cause of death. My question is this. If Al Capone and Joe Kennedy were created by prohibition, we've seen how that has carried through to all aspects of our society. Do you think 85 years of prohibition of just marijuana and cocaine, for example, is going to lead us into a future with change, that we're going to continue to shoot and jail our way out of it? Or do you see any hope for a better future when this is the big point? It's the number one business in the world, and I don't use drugs. I hate drugs. I'm an anti-drug person. But if it's number one in the world, it must be functioning at a high rate of efficiency. Do you think at some point we have to reevaluate this social catastrophe?
Well, it's interesting. One of our lead stories for today, this very day, Carl, is that legal marijuana sales are forecast to hit $23 billion in 4 years. Okay.
Wow.
So let's, yeah. Okay. I think they're saying, what, $1 million a month in Colorado? I don't know if that's profit or sales. But obviously the thing about drugs is that there's a huge profit margin, which is why people get into it to begin with. So the answer is that a lot of countries have decriminalized. For example, Britain did a long time ago, trading your needles. And they decriminalized drug usage just because it wasn't necessarily a moral decision. It was an economic decision of look how much of our resource is taken up by something that we basically can't control. So I think the United States is certainly moving in that direction where we're legalizing marijuana. You could say, well, and there's severe penalties for example, being anywhere near a schoolyard or dealing with underage kids. Although Girl Scout cookies apparently are being sold at a lot of places in Colorado for people with the munchies. But when you're talking about $23 billion, you're talking about $6 billion a year. And my guess is that's probably in the United States. So you're talking about an economic incentive to on both sides of the equation of not only by legalizing it, you can tax it and make a lot of money. One of the interesting sidebars, I was talking with a banker, and they're having a terrible time in Colorado because even though marijuana is decriminalized in Colorado, it's still a federal crime. So right. The issue is that the money, if I'm selling legal marijuana in Colorado and I'm making $1 million a month, what do I do with that money? Because putting it under my mattress probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense and really doesn't add to the economy. So, but if I take it to a bank can't do it. It's money laundering. So there, it's to talk about your trickle-down effect or trickle-up effect, there's so much money to be made with legalizing it. There's the government can then tax it, keep an eye on it. And do I think marijuana is the beginning? Marijuana has always been viewed as a gateway drug. Do I think it's the gateway drug to decriminalizing a whole lot of drugs? I do. For the simple reason, it's not the morality. It's the economics. There's so much money to be made by taxing it. There's so much money to be gained by decriminalizing it in terms of our resources and our jails. There's also that horrible kind of discrepancy between cocaine and crack, which is exactly the same formulation, except one is a white-collar drug and one is a ghetto drug. And when you look at the penalty, the difference in penalties and the difference about being caught and the likelihood of serving prison time, it's a racist issue as well. So there are a whole lot of things that say that that the major drug of abuse in this country is legal. It's alcohol. And if you take all the drugs and put them all together, they are still, and as you point out, that alcohol, when they criminalized it, gave rise to a huge, ongoing, violent business. And do I think that decriminalizing drugs will kill those businesses that have sprung up? I do. Because I think people are still going to use, but you're also taking some of the fun out of it. The amount of violent crime, for example, in Britain hasn't gone up since they've decriminalized. And in fact, it's probably gone down. It's not about people saying, oh, well, let's let people do whatever they want, even though that's the excuse they will give. It's money. And But I really don't have a terrible issue with that. I'm saying when the profit motive goes hand in hand with logic, I don't really have much of a problem about it. I'm not crazy about exploitation at all, but it would seem to me at this point that the laws about drugs are every bit as exploitive as legalizing them, if not more so. And then we have to take on violence. But presumably, if you don't have to rob to support your habit, that violence may go down as well.
Correct. Hey, Joy, in Portugal, it's been 12 years now, they legalized drugs. And what happened was crack cocaine disappeared because crack is a non-regulated result of having people that are bathtub chefs. So you have a highly diluted form of cocaine that's poisonous. It's completely gone. Heroin and meth pretty much disappeared. Drug use is down now 50%.
Yeah.
Teenage drug use is way down. The economic prosperity and the low-income housing is way up, and drug use and violence is way down. They took the carpet right out from the underworld.
Listen, I'm with you. Let's do it. So we'll see. I mean, I don't think you and I are exactly in charge of running the world right now, but I think that the bankers are going to figure this out. And, I mean, first of all, the idea of banks being able to take marijuana money is obviously going to have to happen. I mean, there's just too much money in it. And once that happens, I mean, everything else will follow. So stay tuned for sort of a better, gentler, and less high. I mean, the idea has always been, well, if you decriminalize it, more people will use, and it turns out, exactly as you say, it's not true. That's not what happens.
Opposite. Hey, Joy, you know, when they got rid of hemp on the marijuana market, this is a real kick in the teeth. And this is the last point we should realize. When Senator DuPont went to his shareholders and said, hey, guys, we're going to be rich. I got nylon and polyester, synthetic fibers that wear out quickly. And Hearst says, I'm going to start cutting trees to make paper. Up to that point, Joy, everything was made by hemp. It's the first thing George Washington planted, 14 feet tall in 3 months, thick, usable, eco-clean, renewable paper, clothing, books. The Gutenberg Bible was printed on hemp. So you have a major economic, eco-clean resource right there for us to use. And here's the best part. They have the tax code right now to move the money. It's called the Tequila Bora and the Double Dutch because the number one business needs a trafficking and money laundering. So the Tequila Dora is from Mexico to Amsterdam to the Cayman, and the Double Dutch is from Amsterdam to the Cayman. So they have legal money.
Carl, I don't want to even know why you know all this stuff.
Political family joy. Kennedy's wife, my cousin. Uncle Ted passed away a few years ago. Vicky Reggie's his wife. I've heard everything up and down the grapevine for 30 years.
Amen. Well, Carl, thanks for calling up today. Have a great day. Happy spring. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, today is National Common Courtesy Day. And like Mark Twain said of common sense, that common courtesy isn't all that common, right? That the kind of backbone of civilization, the lubricant of social interaction seems to have congealed a little bit, of people being careful about their body space so they're not bumping into people, being thoughtful about shared space so they're not smoking or putting hand sanitizer on in a closed space or talking on their cell phone. When I've seen people standing beside a sign that says no cell phones, talking on their cell phone. I'm thinking, what do they think? It just applies to other people, or they can't read? I think I'd rather assume that they can't read. So, Common Courtesy Day. It's National Single Parent Day as well. Going to be a larger and larger percentage. I think I haven't checked the statistic recently, but about 4 years ago, it was one out of every three kids is being raised by a single parent. My guess is it's probably gone up higher than that, although part of it depends on how you define single parent. If people are divorced, does that mean that the child is being raised by a single parent? Depends how much the absent parent is involved. But they're not living under the same roof. And I think to a certain extent that that's how they define single parenting, is two people that are not living, parents who are not living under the same roof, that each would count as a single parent, which will double the number of single parents, I guess, assuming they both stay involved. It's really interesting. You have to look carefully at how people define their terms if you're going to understand what's really going on. Phone number here, I have not given that yet, so let me do that, is 855-993-7569. And I implore you to not call the last 2 seconds of the program just because I don't have much time to deal with you. You can do as Carl does. Although, I sort of feel like Carl was doing the, I'm going to interview Joy today and see what goes on. Which I suppose, that's like, instead of being a program director, we do have the Facebook possibility of you being a program director, which is saying, could you talk about this? But I think Carl was more like the job employer. I was being an applicant, right? Okay, what do you think about this? I don't know. Have you ever been in a job interview where people asked you your philosophy, Manny?
No, not really.
I was thinking that I've only been asked once, and it cost me the job. I'll tell you what the question was. I was being interviewed for a teaching position at UMass Amherst, which I really didn't want because it was really far out of the way. I lived in Boston, and I actually taught at UMass Boston, then Boston Community College and places like that, and Northeastern. But they, for some reason, I don't know why I was applying for a job there. It sort of eludes me. And maybe psychologically or unconsciously, this is what I was doing. They asked me who my heroes were. And I knew what they wanted me to say, but there's a part of me that gets really obstreperous when I feel like I'm being manipulated. So I said what for me is true, even though I could have come up with an answer that would have been more palatable than, I've been in school a long time, and whatever else school teaches you, it's how to give a professor what they want, as opposed to the truth as you see it. I'm always getting in trouble with that. It's the only C I ever got in graduate school. I was working in the area of visual perception. And when I gave a report, the professor, who hadn't been in the lab in probably ever, but maybe 20 years, argued with me, and I could prove the data. So it gave me a C. I mean, I knew not to do that, but every once in a while. All right, so the interviewer said, who are your heroes? And I said, I don't have heroes. There are people whose achievement I admire. There's people whose personalities I admire. But I don't think there are good guys and bad guys. I think there are people that you can learn from everybody. And some people are heroic and some people are not. But I don't really have heroes. I treat life kind of as a Chinese buffet. I'll take some from here and some from there. And the people I've met whose value system I admire were quite often not very nice people. They had blinders on and they were not very easy to get along with. So I did not get the job. And I knew better, but listen, I'm the kind of person, I took an exam once to be a White House fellow, and it was a standardized exam, and I make these exams up for a living, and so I knew what they wanted, and I just couldn't do it. I would write other answers in the margin. I know, being stubborn has its own difficulties, but at least I don't have to feel like I'm sort of compromised. I never sort of wake up in the middle of the night and think, who am I? I know exactly who I am. I'm in trouble a lot, but I don't have to worry about, you guys know, because you listen to the program, right, that taking the easy answer, the popular answer, is just not, it's just not possible. Mm-hmm. At any rate, on this day in 1788, a fire in New Orleans leaves most of the town in ruins. which is most of us are aware of the Chicago fire because it was so much later. But most a number of cities, I think, including Denver and Washington, was burned. Boston had huge fires because people didn't have electricity. They used candles and kerosene lamps and wooden structures, a recipe for disaster. But this was the day in 1788 in New Orleans. In 1946, the Rams signed Kenny Washington, making him the first African-American player in the American Football League since 1933. Wow, that's a long time, 13 years between players, huh?
Yes.
Well, do you have any idea, Manny, what percentage of the AFL or the NFL are broken down by race? Do we have any idea? I would guess it's about half and half, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think it is about... I think it is about half. It may even be
slightly Caucasians may be in the minority.
Yeah, I can double check on that really quickly here tonight.
Would you? That'd be great. Yeah. Just one of those kinds of things. And when we talk about the NBA, not even close. All right, you'll check. I'll keep going. In 1963, Alcatraz, right off the coast of San Francisco Bay, closed. It's now you can go on tours of Alcatraz, which you should do. If you're ever in San Francisco, you should do them. And they do them at night, and they're very spooky. The idea is that Alcatraz is haunted. I don't know if it's haunted. And remember, there's the Birdmen of Alcatraz as well. And Jack LaLanne dragged a barge with a dowel between his teeth between San Francisco and Alcatraz. And that strait of water is very deep and very tumultuous. People drown every year sort of doing that crazy thing. But if you ever get a chance to go through Alcatraz, do it. It's spooky. Prisons in general are not warm, fuzzy places. I guess they're not supposed to be. In 1960, what you got?
Okay. Well, this is from 2014. Well,
that's close enough.
Yeah. Basically, it's almost 68% African-American in the NFL.
Wow.
27.6% Caucasian, about 1.5% Asian or Pacific Islander, and about 1% Hispanic, and then about 1.7% other.
Wow, that's 2-1.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's taken, it took 13 years, starting in 1933, it took 13 years to get second person. And now we're talking about 70 years for it to go from one to two-thirds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Cool. Check out the NBA for me, will you, as well?
Sure.
All righty. On this day in 1965, Martin Luther King Jr. leads 3,200 people on the start of the third and finally successful civil rights march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. If you haven't seen the movie Selma...
See it.
Yeah, it's great. It got gypped. It should have won best movie, I think.
Yeah.
It was just that there were all sorts of explanations given about why it didn't, but it should have. And David Oyelowo should have won best actor. He is just electric as Martin Luther King, didn't you think?
Oh yeah, he's great. He's terrific.
And he's a Brit. He's a very sweet man. He's not very tall, but he is just as charismatic in person as he is on screen. He's a terrific actor, and he's one of those actors. I was talking with my daughter about Martin Freeman because I saw Allegiant, which I reviewed for you last week. And Martin Freeman is one of those actors who's always good. He Michael Sheen are those three actors. They're all three Brits, and they all three lose themselves in the part that they can play anything, and they're absolutely convincing, and apparently no ego. It's not like, you know, when Rock Hudson was playing something, it was Rock Hudson. When Clint Eastwood plays something, it's Clint Eastwood. First Earth Day, 1970, which celebrated over the weekend, proclaimed by the mayor of San Francisco's Joseph Alioto. So there you go. Celebrated over the weekend as well. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, let me finish the in history, because there are some other kind of cool things that happened on this day. I'm not sure why this is such a big deal day, but it is. In 1980, Jimmy Carter announced a boycott of the Summer Olympics in Moscow to protest the Soviet war in Afghanistan. Do you remember that? Well, you're probably too young.
1980, I wasn't even around yet.
Just a gleam in your daddy's eye.
Yeah.
Okay. But that was a huge issue for the athletes, who felt that somehow they'd been compromised. Whenever, it was the same thing about Joe Paterno, whenever the coach, or it becomes a political move, then the athletes are the ones that suffer. But In 1980, Dallas airs its House Divided episode, which leads to 8 months of international speculation regarding who shot JR. And that was one of the most unpopular, first of all, that 8 months, it was on front of magazines and serious magazines, not just TV Guide, but Who Shot JR and speculation. And then when they figured it out, I'm not going to tell you in case you didn't see it, but people were really furious in the same way that they hated the last of The Sopranos. Speculation. It's like the boogeyman, right? The boogeyman is much scarier in your imagination than actually seeing the shark. And people were, speculation was really fun. The actuality is obviously going to upset most people, so what are you going to do? In 1886, we're talking a lot about race today. 1886, Demi Thomas became the first African-American to win the World Figure Skating Championship. I remember that. In 1989, Sports Illustrated, this is a big deal. Sports Illustrated reported, they weren't even talking about bathing suits, reported allegations tying baseball player Pete Rose to baseball gambling. And I remember when that came out, it was considered that it was yellow journalism and they had no information. And now what we know is Pete.
Yeah.
He not only bet on other teams, which is what he finally admitted to, he bet on his own team.
Yeah, and then lied about it for about 20 years.
Yeah, for a long time. And
he was ready to sell a book.
Well, yeah, and people are still saying, well, they should put him in the Hall of Fame. I don't think so. Never
nope.
going to happen.
I don't think so either.
Never going to happen.
Nope.
The character counts.
Yeah.
And speaking of character, on this day, write it down, folks, Twitter was founded, 2006. It's only been around for a decade.
Yeah.
Man, one of the more irritating things on the face of this earth as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's just, I don't know. And people will send you pictures of what they're eating.
Yeah, I only use that for the. I'm not a fan of that either.
Yeah, and like I was, as I said, I was over at the theater a lot this last weekend, and people are taking pictures of the set and of their ticket and of their program, and I'm thinking, it's like, as far as I'm concerned, it's the ultimate taking pictures of your vacation and having a slideshow and showing it to other people. If you're not there, what do you care, mm-hmm. right? It seems to me that, and I remember even when people did slideshows of their vacation, that the doors would lock because there would be maybe one or two shots, but if you're not there, why do you care? And it's not that you're begrudging them the vacation. It's like, okay, I wasn't there. And it's kind of the ultimate form of bragging as far as I'm concerned. I'm not a huge fan. What can I tell you? All righty. I'll tell you what. We've got a couple minutes here. Why don't we, because you're the one who wants me to make sure that I'm always up to date on emails, which I don't disagree with, let's do a quick email here.
All right.
Not even a quick one. We have actually a couple minutes.
This email is from Anita, and Anita says, Dr. Joy, I'm in serious jeopardy. I need some advice.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I can't hear everyone. Go ahead. Start again, please.
It's from Anita, and she says, Dr. Joy, I'm in serious jeopardy. I need some advice as to why people hate me, and I'm trying not to be mean, but I take my abusive words from the past, from my past childhood out on everyone. Please help me not to, and read this question live on the air, which is what we're doing now. How do I get over the anger issues of my past and stop treating everyone I come in contact with like garbage? Please, I need some live on-air advice from you, Dr. Joy. Again, thank you for reading this.
You're welcome, although I wish this is something that you would feel comfortable about calling, because I could walk you through some specific examples, which presumably would be more useful to you than me talking in abstractions. But let me at least take a whack at it. Hopefully you're listening, and then you will be empowered to call me up, and I can walk you through some examples. The good news is that you're at least aware of the tendency. So what you may want to do is get yourself a notebook, and don't buy a fancy one, just buy a crummy little spiral notebook, and start write down some, you mentioned abusive phrases. My mouth has a hard time on that one. So abusive phrases, and just write them down. And then you can decide that anytime you use one of those phrases to anybody, that you'll send $5 the first time, and $10 the second, and $25 the third, to the opposite political party to which you subscribe, all right? And that'll stop you. You can also tell your friends you're going to do that, so that if, for example, you say somebody is really, a doofus. I'm sure you could figure out something more abusive than that. That you say to your friends, if I ever say the word doofus around you or call you that, please hold up your hand, and I will. You can give them the $5, or I'll give you $5, and I'll put $5 in the cookie jar to send to whomever political candidate I like the least. And that will do several things. First of all, it'll make you aware. Second of all, by getting your friends involved, it'll give them two parts. There's some benefit from their point of view of being a co-conspirator with you, because they get paid for it. So instead of being angry with you, they may be willing to be on your side a little bit more. And equally importantly, you'll give them the sense that you're aware and this is something you're trying to do something about, as opposed to you just don't like them. Because you feel everybody hates you, but they feel that you hate them. So by writing the list, making the commitment to your friends, and you can actually send a group email if you want to, so you don't have to deal with each of them in person, and you better carry some spare change around, some $5 bills. I know $5 is not really spare change, is it? Well, you're going to have to think of it that way, which will really help you to cement that. The third column, the second column, I suppose, is under what are there a certain group of people that irritate you that you're most prone to use those kind of abusive phrases, and under what context, so you can become a little bit more aware of it. The short answer, I suppose, is find yourself a therapist and decide that, well, you know where it came from. So the question really is behavior modification. And what I'm talking with you about is really pretty basic behavior mod techniques of being able to identify it, being able to figure out the context, making sure that there is a penalty attached to it, so that you change your behavior, because it becomes too expensive not to. You can also wear a rubber band around your wrist, make sure it doesn't cut off the circulation in your fingertips. And every time you even think one of those terms, you can snap the rubber band around your wrist. And you can then backtrack and say, what was I thinking at the time? And you may find, once you start looking for the patterns, that a lot of the anger is triggered by something from your childhood. All right? This is, again, one of those issues that if you give me a call, I can probably be more helpful to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees, they keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.